We're talking with Bob Lanham, head of automotive retail at Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp. He's just trying to get the longest title possible, I think, really, is how that's working here on Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson. Let's talk about Facebook groups, something that's a little bit newer to the, or that you guys are talking about more to the Facebook family, something that dealers can take advantage of. It's fairly new to us as dealers and agencies. So explain it to me first.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, this was brought to me by a dealer as an idea, and I didn't even think about it. And I'm like, you're brilliant. This is exactly how a Facebook group should be used. So to plug our Facebook group externally for all the dealers out there, if you do a search for Facebook Auto Marketing Collective, we have a group for dealers and agency representatives and anyone to talk to each other within the industry, whether it's they need help with something, whether they have an idea. It's a great forum for dealers. But one of the things you know that every time a piece of content gets posted in this group, everyone who's a member of the group gets notified that a piece of content has been posted. And what triggered me, and I think what triggered this dealer, was, hey, should I create a customer group? So everyone that I sold to, if I get them to join my group, is that a good idea? And I said, that's a brilliant idea. And I said, coincidentally, and I promise you it was coincidentally, we had just come out with some research that asked, why do people follow? This is different than visit.
Right.
Visit is research. Follow is stay in touch. Mm-hmm. Why do people follow a dealership? So social media profile. Why do people follow a dealership social media? The number one reason was to stay in touch for offers and incentives and specials.
Right.
Right. So what a great, the number two and three reason was, I want to see what others are saying about them, and I want to say something positive about them, right? This is why delivery photos are so important.
Right.
Right. As old school as delivery photos are so important. So the thought was, create a customer group, post your service and after sales specials, post DIY videos of your vehicle. I was doing a search the other day on how to change the battery on my key fob.
Yeah.
Right. Pretty simple, self-explanatory, but I wanted to just make sure I did it right.
Uh-huh.
And I have a Jeep Grand Cherokee, and I got a video. I was like, okay, that's easy. Just pop it in half, go get a battery, good to go. But I also was recommended five things you didn't know about your Jeep Grand Cherokee. I was like, well, that's pretty interesting. Well, there's a button on the tailgate that locks all of the doors. If you forgot to lock the door and you're walking behind your had no idea that button exists. Storage under the seats, had no idea that was storage. I just thought it was a plastic top.
Yeah.
Right. Something on the radio, or if I press two buttons at the same time, I got into a different menu. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Right. Like, so how great would it be if a dealer just started posting all of the, hey, here's what bad brakes look like. So if your brakes are squeaking, most likely they look like this. You know, give us a call, schedule a change. We can take a look at it. Facebook groups, in my opinion, is a hidden gem out there. And I've already heard of dealers starting Facebook groups for their customers so that they can stay in touch with them. And it's brilliant.
I used to work in a Nissan store, and I remember I was down in the showroom once, and a salesperson was showing a customer a trick for their Rogue. You know, like when it snows, people flip the windshield wipers up. Well, the way the hood is on a Rogue, you can't flip them up because the windshield wipers hit the hood. But if you flick a switch in the car, they go halfway up, and then you can flip them up. I'm like, no customer. I've never seen anybody tell anybody that. That is the kind of thing that you can put in a Facebook group for people who just bought a Rogue.
And that stuff's cool. And people would be like, that sales rep or that dealership just told me something that I didn't know, but that's cool. Right. And they'll be thankful for it. They'll appreciate it. They might even share it right externally. Like, hey guys, you need to join this group. I just found this hack. And I think, you know, we're so focused on selling the car via a price point that we forget the emotional aspect of buying a car. And then after the purchase, the emotional aspect of owning that car. I mean, people still name their cars, right? Like Berta and George. Oh, I'm taking George. Like, people have emotional connections to the car. Show them content to show them that you care about that emotional connection.
What's your Grand Cherokee's name?
Tim.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there's a story behind that. The story is, we pulled up to a coffee shop to remain nameless, and I had my two sons in the back. who I constantly will tell, you got to do good in school. You got to do good in school. You got to just, you know, take it seriously. But they're kids like the rest of us, and school's not fun, but nonetheless. And right. And we show up, and I said, does anybody want a donut with your drink? While I was getting a coffee, yes. And there was a chocolate glazed donut displayed on the screen. So I ordered a chocolate glazed donut, and the person goes on the headset, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, you know, the glazed donut with the chocolate on top. I don't know what you're talking about. I said, well, the one pictured on the screen, we couldn't figure it out. The person couldn't figure it out. So we pull up and we pay and this and that. And I drive away and I turned around. The boys were in the back seat. I turned around and I said, if you're ever that stupid, that's where you're going to be working the rest of your life. That's why you have to study hard. Well, we were in my car at the time, so we just coined the phrase Tim, and then Tim just kind of stuck to the car. It was a life lesson for the kids,
yeah.
But it was a perfect like lesson. I need it, and they remember this till this day.
So to put a cap on Facebook groups, the difference between having a group for your store and having a page, I mean, you should have both, but is that the group, people will get notified up in the corner when you post to the group as opposed to on your page where they do not. Is that the...
That's exactly okay. Right. Right. So use your page because people will visit your page to research if they should buy a car from you. Your page should be full of branding content. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can have some specials sprinkled in there, but it should be more brand-based content. Use your Facebook group because people want to follow your dealership, update on specials, right? What other people are saying, customer testimonials. They actually want to tell others about the positive experience they have, see all types of content about DIY on their vehicles, et cetera. And every time a piece of content gets posted, everyone within that group gets notified.
Gotcha.
Boom.
And I'm guessing it has one of the things that dealers like the most, which is no cost.
Zero cost. It is 100% free, just like your Facebook, your dealership's Facebook page is free.